Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Know what you're feeling on a Monday. I know Bison fans are on the moon, understandably. Vikings fans are probably, what do you think?
Well,
what is the emotion of a Vikings fan after hearing Mike Zimmer's gone?
Resigned.
Yeah,
really?
I'm okay with it. Yep.
Oh, did he resign? Is that what the deal is?
No,
that was nice.
Zimmer resigned.
No, I see. Okay. Yeah, I got fired.
It is what it is. It's not a big surprise. Yeah.
I don't know that he was ever a player's guy.
I feel bad for people who get fired most times, yeah, and I do for Mike Zimmer. I really do.
He's a good guy.
I
get to meet him. I mean, everybody that I know that knows him says he's a great human.
We shouldn't feel sorry for him because how many? Go look at his contract, which they just re-upped.
He's not worried.
And he's got two years of a paycheck. So, you know, but I think he had a good heart. I do. I just think he wasn't meant to be a head coach, honestly.
That's just it.
Yeah.
You got to have the locker room. He didn't bring that enthusiasm. I think that you need to be a cheerleader. He's just not that guy. Look at these young guys that are doing it now.
When the coach Dosh of the UND football team was relieved of his duties before Bubba Schweiger came in.
Uh-huh.
And he tweeted out, first time I'd ever heard this line. Now it's a line you hear everywhere, but... don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened.
Amen.
I love that.
There you
line.
Go.
Yeah.
Nice.
Everything happens for a reason. I've been fired, and it was the best thing ever happened to me.
Oh, yeah.
I argued with reporters at the time not to call it a firing because it just meant my contract wasn't renewed, but media love to call it firing.
Yeah.
And when your contract's not renewed, you're fired, you know?
Exactly.
And sometimes when you're under contract, you're fired. So, don't feel sorry for him at all, but I think he was a fan fire myself. I think the fans demanded this fire, and there's just no other way around it. Now, for the big news, the Bison win in the national championship. They just win. They dominated. And all of us were a little road worried today, so we're going to lean into Todd a little bit, let him take the lion's share of the show today. Aren't we, Kev?
Oh, my gosh.
And Kevin's the one that has the full reign. He and Paul Bougie drove there, drove back in the station Bronco. So that's a gauntlet.
Went well, though. We had bad roads going down, clear sailing coming back. But, you know, you do the halfway deal, and it's not as bad. Wasn't as bad at all.
Yeah. I had to fly through Minneapolis on the way.
Your own set of nightmares.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Drove to Minneapolis. By the way, it's $80 to park. You can never forget that.
Right.
Do the math on everything. Between gas and the old Pucklitz, trail boss and parking... You know, and a $500-some-odd ticket versus a $1,000 ticket, you get pretty close. You start deciding what your time's worth.
Well, I think we saved about $500 in checked gear because we took it down and drove it back.
Right. Yeah, you really helped.
That alone.
On the way back.
There you go. Broadcast
helped
stuff,
the tons. That's the other thing. It charges you for everything now.
Oh,
say, I'll need to take a Band-Aid on the plane. $50, please. You know, it's ridiculous. Yeah. Oh, you want a bag of peanuts? That'll be $5, please.
Right.
You know, they're getting it another way. And all the cancellations, so. So it's kind of a mess. But anyway, it was a big weekend. I'd love to hear what your emotions are after the weekend. I want to admonish Bison fans a little bit, not to take this for granted, because there were some signs of that down there, I thought, between the pep rally and the actual attendance of the game. Don't take this for granted, folks. Don't go, been there, done that. You got to embrace these, because they can go away in a heartbeat, for sure. And,
did you hear the chant when we were leaving? Number 10, do it again. Number 10, let's do it again. They were going big time.
I want to find the guy that thinks of this stuff. I mean, that's a great chant.
It is.
Who started that and gets everybody to do it in the stadium?
I'm going to say I did. But I didn't hear
Let's Go Brandon. I was waiting for Let's Go Brandon.
Either, yeah.
We should have started that, Kev.
Yeah,
exactly. Anyway, we're going to get the weather wizard in here. Dean Wysocki has the statewide weather report for us, our chief meteorologist on What's on Your Mind. And then I want to give you an update on Monty. The famous Monty made it down there.
What
a
great story.
All right.
It's kind of a fun story, so we'll give you an update on that, too. Dean Wysocki, chief meteorologist, lay on this statewide weather forecast for us there, fella. Try that a few times. Lay on the forecast for us, fella. Oh, I didn't even try that. Yeah.
There you go. All right. Well, good morning, Scotty. This morning's forecast brought to you by Red Wing Shoes, most comfortable pair of shoes you'll ever own. And it's going to be an improving looking forecast statewide. Finally, we're all going to get out of the deep freeze. Already this morning, temperatures above zero in the western part of the state, while we're in the teens in the valley and across over to the lakes area. Temperatures there still hanging on around 20 below. But warmer air is pushing in from the west, and boy, you couldn't say much better than that. But today is going to be a cold one throughout the valley and eastward, with warmer weather spreading in from the west. We're looking at highs in the 20s and 30s out to our west, and temperatures here in the valley are going to be right around zero before the day is done, as temperatures slowly climb out of this deep freeze. And that wind chill advisory will expire at lunchtime. And then we'll see rising temperatures across the entire state overnight tonight into the teens in the valley. And out west, temperatures will warm up into the 20s, leading to a mild Tuesday. Well, temperatures right around 30 in the valley as you move westward, even warmer. In fact, temperatures approaching 40 out west. Can't beat that. A little snow melting weather. But then the cool front will swing through. Cool us all down, at least in the central and eastern part of the state, into the 20s for Tuesday. Still hanging on closer to 30 out to our west. But all week long, we're looking at temperatures above normal, with the warmest weather being out in the western and central part of the state, with 20s and 30s, while we'll be confined to the 20s here in the east. Even the 20s, it's above normal. So we will take it. No big storms in sight. Our next accumulating snow looks to be Friday, and that's just for the eastern part of the state. Looks like central western part of the state should remain mainly dry, maybe a few light snow showers as we head towards the end of the week. But other than that, it's a pretty quiet-looking forecast, and we're finally seeing temperatures rebound after being locked in this ice box here for the last about 10 days or so.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you, sir, and I'm sorry about the Chicago Bears. Dean was at the game yesterday and is a Bears fan, I'm hoping.
Well, I heard they fired Nagy already. I'm not 100% sure on that.
They
I was
did.
Talking to.
They did, yeah. And I don't want to start. There were starting rumors, but Mike Zimmer was seen in Chicago getting off a plane, so I don't know.
Mike, you were talking. Oh, man.
Wow. Oh, good luck to you. It'd be his second head coaching job ever, so he's a perfect fit for the Bears. How big a bummer was that yesterday, anyway, for you? After a cocky first half, what did you think of that second half?
Oh, man, I was gloating. I'm like, they are just going to step all over them. And, boy, you know, the Vikings haven't been a second-half team all year. You know, and, yeah, they proved differently on Sunday.
They finally did the same thing. They were the GM, too. Ryan Pace is out, too.
Is he Chicago?
Yeah. Good.
Yeah, so you got,
yeah, they need a whole clean start.
You got a fresh start. You got a fresh start. So do the Vikes and the that's better.
Let's hope they're both competitive next year.
Let's go, Brandon. That's what I say. Yeah. Let's go, Brandon.
There you go.
Oh my gosh! And by the way, the second half thing for the Vikes, win one for Zim, just a little bit late.
Right, exactly.
Zimmer.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Dean. I appreciate it. Dean Wysocki, our chief meteorologist here at Flag Family Media. By the way, anything you want to talk about today is welcome. 701-258-0550. Some open phone time to start the show. 800-228-0550. Senator Hovind's going to join us. We caught up with him at Pep Fest in the Frisco, the Bison Pep Fest. Asked him a lot about the coming week in the Senate, because we have the voting rights shenanigans. We have Joe Manchin still on Build Back Better. Supposedly Schumer is saying he wants to vote on that. And just get under the hood a little bit about what's happening in the Senate. So Senator Hovind on some of those things. He loved talking football, but they already won. And he predicted a victory, so he was right. We can move on from that and get to the stuff that's going to happen in the Senate this week. North Dakota Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford will join us at 10:30 today on the show. We're going to really drill down on how the Coal Creek Station, was saved, right? The Coal Creek Station, those jobs were ultimately saved. There's some consternation in the Lignite world. I asked Senator Hovind about this as well, to say, yeah, we won, but did we lose? Right? This is a coal plant now. Will it stay a coal plant? I've heard some things from folks in the inside on this, two things. One, that say without wind, you don't save Coal Creek Station. But now there's a real possibility in the end when all this innovation is added, you end up keeping that plant busier and using more coal. And I want to drill down on that a little bit with Brent Stanford, the Lieutenant Governor, who was really the Burgum administration's architect of that entire endeavor. And there's some other things going on as well, so we'll spend a little time on that. We're also going to check in with Holland Cook, a friend of mine that was at the Consumer Electronics Show. Kev, would you not like to go to that or what?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
absolutely.
Kid in the candy store.
Yep.
The CES is a big technology deal, and they unveil the yep. best of the best every year. So, for instance, think of it this way. You go see the Apple phone platform 10 years before it's sold in stores, right? It's the really cutting-edge stuff. And Bobcat Doosan unveiled electric technology for loaders.
Oh.
Now, we call that, and like all electric, in our part of the world, we call that coal-fired Bobcats. But we're going to find out more about that today as well from him and what happened at the Consumer Electronics Show. Big reveal there. So all that coming up. And, of course, if I were you, and I was a Bison fan, I'd gloat a little bit today. Go ahead and do that. Talk about the fan experience, whatever you'd like. I'll tell you about how we got Monty down there with the help of our listeners. And fun little story. I'd never met Monty before, but I'll tell you a story when we come back you'll like on what's in
the Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
At the University of Mary, we offer an education for the whole of life. Our values-based, flexible, and affordable education will prepare you for success and help you become a leader in your field. Whether you want to start your degree for the first time or continue your education, whether you are a working professional or want to pursue school full-time, join us for an education that will help you make a positive impact in our community. Discover the Mary difference. UMary.edu. That's UMary.edu.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Ultimate drive down to Frisco, Texas for the big game, and you maybe were switching off drivers. I hope you had a My Pillow along the way, because that's a bad. I saw you brought one along, Kev, the
I
body pillow.
I had mine, yep. And it made the trip doable.
Kevin and I bunked together the last night, and he's got this big, ginormous body pillow, and, you know.
Yeah, that's the My Pillow.
Do you go everywhere with it, like Linus in his blanket kind of thing?
I do.
Good for you.
Well, and my premium My Pillow, I can't sleep with hotel pillows because they're too hard.
The worst. It's like cement sacks.
Yeah, they are.
But I can't understand why somebody.
No, I bring mine. I can't sleep otherwise.
Shouldn't it, like, some hotel chain go sleep with us, stay with us? You got a My Pillow?
I would think that'd be an idea.
Anyway, it's real, folks. And, you know, we sort of take the pillow for granted anymore because there's so many new products, the slippers, the slip-ons, they have beds now, mattress toppers. And my daughter at ASU, you know, there's nothing more uncomfortable than a dorm bed, right? I mean, exactly. The worst. We brought down a twin mattress topper, and her bed is so comfortable you can't even believe it. I remember when we put it on, I'm like, okay, let me test this. I want to test this. I want to try out your bed. Mm-hmm. Got up on the top bunk of her dorm room bunk bed, and I'm like, this is unbelievable. And right now that 3-inch mattress topper is 50% off. So if you don't want to go with a full new bed and you just want to give that little extra comfort, go with that. And my personal favorite, especially for the road show, when you're taking off doing those long road trips, a roll and a go-anywhere My Pillow partnered up with Mike's book, which is an incredible memoir. Normally it would be $59.95 for that package, $9.98 right now. And the classic My Pillow is $19.98, regularly $69.98. And a couple bucks more, get the queen, get the king. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Texter says, hey, guys, wonder when the Bison will move to a competitive league. It's sad that they continue to hammer teams like a pro team against grade school kids. I think you're underestimating the talent level in the FCS, personally, with that comment. This isn't David versus Goliath. Montana State's a good team.
They are.
You know, and yeah. South Dakota State's a good team. There's good teams there. I personally think the Bison have to go up for the following reason. The fans are taking it for granted now. And they are so good, so dominating. But we talked to Gene Taylor on Friday. We talked to Chris Kleiman on Friday about this. We have a little bit of distance now, but obviously the history of the program. I can't find people who say, if you find the right spot, they absolutely should go.
There's a number of people, again, same conversations over the weekend, talked about how some programs just have not progressed the way the Bison program has. They've built on it. The facility is amazing.
You know why?
The recruiting. I mean,
two words, Joe Chapman.
Right.
Gene Taylor. Yeah. They had vision.
Yes.
They leaned into this when everybody thought they were crazy. Yeah. UND was wussied out because at the time of a president, Chuck Cupcella, who was just like, I'm not going to do what Joe Chapman did. Dumbest move in UND. They're still fighting to get back at that level.
I agree. I think the Bison should be in the Mountain West. I think that they've got room for them. They'd have to get the invite. That puts them against Wyoming, the San Jose States of the world. They're going to be competitive. You know what, there as well.
So, Todd, he and I both think they should go. I think they should hold out for Big 12, though. He says Mountain West. I'm going to go Big 12.
Big 12.
Hey!
No way.
Never
no
say
way.
Never. Go to the bottom of the Big 12 and tell me the Bison aren't better.
The Bison aren't better.
Then they're bottom?
Yeah. No.
Okay. Todd, you the rubber match goes to you. What do you think? Should the Bison start now?
I'm sorry. I'm with Kevin on this one. Sorry, Scotty. But
they should go, but they should go Mountain West.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That's the. I mean, Big 12, Oklahoma State, Texas. I mean, TCU, no.
I mean, it'd be nice to be able to compete on that level, you know, consistently well.
Every once in a while you get a win or a game of K-State like that is great, you know, but.
Now, the other thing that it takes is a lot of money. A lot of money.
Oh man.
And the question is, does, in all fairness, does the support base in a state, rural area that's smaller than you would be, with these mega schools and just have an enormous amount of money, I think, in a modest way, there's every bit as much money that would support NDSU's move as there's people out there that I really do. And I was, man alive, I met some phenomenal people last weekend. I met Bob Chiali before, but didn't, you know, have an opportunity to spend as much time. There's a good example. Bob and Sheila Chiali have been huge benefactors to NDSU. They were part of the effort that is going to make a huge announcement here soon that they raised money for scholarships a year earlier than they wanted to, and the number is going to just blow everybody away. Okay? It's incredible. So I think there's like a lot of, I'll call it quiet money, right? People that don't run around. If you met the Challies, you'd think they maybe farmers. Maybe they own a little store. I mean, he was a pharmacist. He was a, you know, goes on to some incredible private sector wealth in multifamily housing out in California. Mm-hmm. You know,
yep.
I met the guy that founded Alta, who's on the alumni board. The guy that owns Play It Again Sports. So there's some heft there you don't often hear about in the Bison alumni base. You know what I mean?
Right, absolutely.
And UND has the same thing. They really do. And, of course, the Ingolfeds famously have led that parade pretty well for UND. But
the biggest issue for the Bison will be their geography, where the campus is, where they have to play.
I agree with
you. That's going to be probably the biggest of the things that will come up with.
And I think the money will be there if they find the right spot.
Yes, I agree. But I think Mountain West would be a perfect fit for them. We'll see.
And Gene Taylor also made the point there's a lot of money that comes with the TV revenue and share.
You bet.
You get a lot of money back, too.
Boise State, those schools.
All right, somebody wanted the update on Monty, and this is an amazing story. So for folks that didn't follow, we just said, hey, Dakota Supply Group has given us some tickets for the national championship game in Frisco. We're looking for some good stories to share these tickets. And Monty from Tioga called and said, I haven't been to a game. He initially said since 1971. He later called back and said, I did a little math on this. Last game I saw was 1969, like a sophomore in college at the time. He's a Bison alum. And, instantly everybody said, give tickets to Monty. Monty should get tickets. So then we gave him tickets. And then it was, okay, do you have a way there? Do you know somebody that's going? I don't. All right. So then people start throwing in dollars to buy a Midwest Sports Tour ticket for $625, hotel, bus, tailgating. And by the way, shout out to Mike Schmitz. They do it right. They have so much fun. They tailgate. They get the spots out there. Two buses. It was really cool. It was a lot of fun. So Monty's part of that. And the ladies on the bus are mothering him and everything. It was so darn cute. So I find him at the bus, and a good chunk of the folks had already gone in. The cell service down there was terrible, so I literally have to hunt and peck to try and find the Midwest Sports Tour bus. It's finally due on the edge. Meet Monty, and we're about ready to go in because you're going to sit with me and the tickets. Get a load of this. Monty says about probably 5-6 of us around.
Mm-hmm.
It's misting. Remember, pregame, it's still kind of misting, and it's wet. Tailgating is kind of ick. He says, can we do this before we go in? Can we pray that the rain stops? I'm like, sure. Takes his cap off. I take my cap off. Everybody gets in a circle. Does a prayer for the rain to stop? I kid you not, the rain stopped on the way in to the stadium.
Yep.
And he turns to me and said, you notice the rain just stopped? I said, I was thinking the same thing.
That's so great.
So it was fun. And even the neat little story, he wanted to sit most of the time. He doesn't get around real well, so he's kind of sitting, but he positioned himself so he could see the big screen.
Mm-hmm.
So it was fine.
Yep.
And, of course, everybody in our section standing. I mean, the whole Bison side stood for the whole first half. Yep. It was kind of unbelievable. So there's some young kids, Montana State fans in front of us, and one of them is just like, you know, a beanpole. He's just like huge, right? And they're recognizing, they're trying to move and stuff so he can still see through them. They finally say, why don't you come down here and we'll take your seats. You come down a row ahead so you can see directly and we'll go behind you. Bobcat fans.
Yeah.
It just was.
That's America, baby.
It was. It was wonderful. And the Montana State fans were great. They really were.
They were.
Very classy. More coming up. DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance. That's my agent. I want him to be yours, too. DJ, tell folks what you're most excited about with this new farm program you have.
Farm operations are set up as entities, a lot of different things going on a farm. We have the ability to insure all of that under one policy. We can customize it to really fit their needs and protect them how they need to be protected.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com. Since 1910, started as Bradshaw Gravel Supply, Strata has been a North Dakota-based, family-owned company for more than a century. The career opportunities waiting for you today are incredible. Go to stratacorporation.com, click on careers. 1910 it started, today it continues. State-of-the-art facilities, great employees, and safety is number one. No matter the job, they're there when you need them. That's Strata Solid.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Chicago Public Schools canceled classes for a fourth day in a row as Mayor Lori Lightfoot and the Chicago Teachers Union continued negotiating on potential reopening of city schools. Lightfoot accused the Teachers Union of abandoning kids and their families. The Chicago Teachers Union tweeted, "The union wants to reassure parents and guardians of Chicagoans that we will remain at the bargaining table until we reach an agreement." A major fire in a residential apartment building in the Bronx, New York City on Sunday left 19 people dead, including 9 children, in what Mayor Eric Adams described as one of the worst fires in the city's history. Fire Commissioner Dan Nigro.
Thank you, Mayor. And let me just say that my entire department mourns along with the families here today and our entire city. We're all about saving lives, and the loss of one life is sad for us, much less 19 lives.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Flynn took his microphones into the pep rally and recorded the band that they hired for the pep rally, and they did this song, and I thought Earth, Wind, and Fire was there.
I was walking in, and I've seen and been a part of a lot of great cover bands. That was the best cover band I've ever seen. 13 pieces, they had a 4-piece horn section, 3 backup singers, and the three guys, the two guys and the gal out front. They, I mean, it sounded... I mean, they had the whole place going. Then they went into Pitbull.
Come on, dance, Mitchell. Let's get to it.
Let's groove.
What they call you, Todd, the radio god. Get going there, buddy. Yeah, there he goes. There he goes.
There you go. Empire State was the name of the band.
Look at Scotty go.
You're my best.
You gotta get the video version of this shit here. Don't just listen to the audio. You gotta have the video to have the full effect.
You can watch what's on your mind. You can watch what's on your mind right there on our social media and websites.
They were so good.
Yeah.
So good. I was drawn right to the stage. Wow.
Tell you what was not good is that the place was maybe half full.
Yeah, it was down. I don't know what to judge it because I'd never been there before. But
well,
I mean,
let me give you a picture.
Thought,
let me give you a picture. The first year they did it at Co-America Center, every seat full and the floor packed.
Oh, yeah, no, not even near.
And sadly, the merchandise this year was a bit of a mess because Shields was not able to get enough people, I guess.
Oh, okay.
They were short on staff, short on product, so they were selling things in the arena, and the line was like to the moon.
An hour.
To buy things.
Yeah, an hour.
So during the rally... You know, a good chunk of the crowd is down in line waiting to buy stuff.
Yeah.
They were still part of the rally because it was on the floor, but they weren't up there dancing with Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I was in the conga line that they started actually doing our little march around the arena.
You know, our video team was so good this weekend. If you didn't see any of this, maybe you were down there. Go back and relive some of it on the WDAY and flag social media because the Gate City Bank Frisco fan cam was shooting fish in a barrel, weren't they? With all the fun down there?
No doubt.
Gosh, it was fun.
Brady, just awesome job. Our whole team, it was just really, really blew everybody away, I guarantee you.
They did.
Really had fun.
Yeah, it was
fun. We had a good time. I'm amazed we have a voice, brother.
Fresh baked muffins are only 99 cents today at PetroServe USA. Tell me that isn't fantastic. Yeah.
You win.
I had you at hello there, didn't I?
Yep.
Yeah. And the specials, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Unbelievable. And usually you can find those at Euland, Glendon, NP Avenue downtown, 12th Avenue, 929, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Harwood and Valley City, where they literally have multiple choices. And, of course, every Petro Serve USA has the great pizza deal, hot stuff, personal pan pizza, two of those homemade cookies, and a 20-ounce drink, four items for $4. The best reason, however, to go to a Petro Serve USA today is to get your Bison apparel. Hop on that bandwagon if you don't have Bison apparel. Come on. Todd wore purple today. Are you wearing Bison green and gold tomorrow, Todd? Is that the plan?
I'm wearing black.
Oh, it looked purple. Maybe I'm seeing the skull flag behind you there, and it's blending with your shirt. I didn't know what it was.
That might be.
He does have his Let's Go Brandon hat on, though. You see that? He's got the cap on.
I do see that. Nice.
That's very nice. let's see here. What's next on What's on Your Mind? We're going to do a poll question, and I'll give away a Carhartt sweatshirt from Petro Serve USA today for the person that is randomly selected from all those who answer the following question. Should the NDSU Bison actively pursue a move to FBS? Should they go up? Some call it the ultimate. I'm not so sure, because some of those bowl games are sort of like, you know, the, I don't know, you know.
The Cheez-It Bowl?
Well, that's even not bad compared to, like, the what, Colgate Bowl?
The Guaranteed Right Bowl?
You know, Preparation H Bowl. I don't know what else they're going to have next. It gets to be a little crazy here on the things. But, you know, I mean, the right spot. Just simple question. Should they go up to FBS? Yes or no? All you have to do in your text is say yes or no, and we'll randomly select a winner to win a Carhartt NDSU Bison sweatshirt, and they are so nice.
Oh,
can't even begin to tell you. Their staff, Coach's Choice, does a fantastic job for them. They really do, so check that out. So does Media Shack, by the way. Media Shack's done some of the shirts that, like, the coaches wear.
Okay.
You know, they do the exclusive stuff just for coaches. Yeah. So it's pretty cool. Our friends at Media Shack, check them out, by the way. NodakTees.com, NodakTees.com for the Let's Go Brandon t-shirts. We caught up with Senator John Hovind down at Frisco Friday before the big rally. And besides football, we talked obviously a little bit about what's happening in the Senate. I've sort of checked out of it, I have to tell you, only because Chuck Schumer's so insane.
Oh, my Lord.
Nancy Pelosi's flat out nuts. I'm telling you, this isn't about Democrat versus Republican. This isn't about, you know, my ideology, what I believe, what my values are compared to those. The days of, Russell in the Senate or Humphrey in the Senate and the way they did things, even Dole, right? Even Dole it's gotten so bad. And in my mind, it started with Harry Reid. Harry Reid, I know he recently passed away, and I know my mother taught me never say anything ill about the dead, so I won't say any more than this, but Harry Reid had an edge about him, like Chuck Schumer has an edge about them. It's not about, let's sit down and figure this out. I got so many votes. You got so many votes. Here's what I'm trying to accomplish. Here's what you're trying. It's an agenda, and the agenda in my mind is flat out evil. And right now it is transformational change by literally taking this moment and spending trillions of dollars without regard for what it's going to mean. It is so reckless, it's unbelievable. And what they're trying to do to change the vote in this country, to federalize elections, they are one vote away from being able to do this, which is why they now are trying to say, you know, let's just change the rules. Let's just change the rules.
That's exactly it.
And it is evil. So I ask Senator Hovind to start with here just about, you know, what's in Chuck Schumer's head and what in the world they're doing.
Well, you know, he's going to put up this so-called voting rights bill, but that's not the way our system works. Under our Constitution, and what he's trying to do is federalize the election. He's trying to federalize the election so Congress controls it and the Democrats, you know, they think that's to their advantage. That's not the way our Constitution works. Our founding fathers, in their wisdom, set up that the states would be in charge of their electors. They purposely did it so you don't have this overbearing federal government that tries to take control of the elections, which is what Schumer is trying to do. So it's very important that we defeat him on this. And then for the states, and you know this, you and I have talked about it before, it is very important that states have election integrity. We want everybody that's entitled to vote to vote, but we want to know that, you know, that people can have confidence in our voting system. And so that, it goes back to the states, and it's very important that the states have, you know, control over the vote and that people have confidence in how that vote is conducted.
You know, in the discussion over election integrity, I think a lot of people forget that the rules really went out the window during the COVID era. And so when you talk about a lack of election integrity, we're talking about even a time where we just sort of didn't know what was happening. The pandemic was it, and all of a sudden you've got ballots with no chain of custody and everything else. I mean, we really need to tighten that up so things like that don't happen state by state.
Yes, clearly that's a concern. We know that's a concern, and that has to be addressed. And your point about COVID is right on the mark. Look at all the things that have been changed supposedly because of COVID. We got to get over that. We got to get back to doing the things the way we do them as Americans. We got to get out there, get to work, deal with our economy. Again, let business function. Don't have government on top of them. These mandates, like you say, on the election integrity, make sure. So all these things, we've got to quit having the big federal government come in and say, because of COVID, we're going to take over these things. And you see a big-time pushback from people right now. I see it all the time. Like this vaccine mandate, I'll tell you, and then trying to make businesses enforce a vaccine mandate, that's way beyond what the Constitution allows. And the Supreme Court's going to knock it down, UNC, and they need to, and I hope they do it right
away. A couple of North Dakota businesses as plaintiffs, which is kind of interesting, too, isn't it?
Well, I mean, absolutely. It's just ridiculous. And so
counterproductive, too, don't you think, Senator? I mean, the idea of mandates make it less likely people feel it's forced on them.
And it's not only that, but people are really angry about it. And I think people are ready to say, enough of this. And so that's why we're pushing back hard on these things. We've got to get back to the things that, you know, we're used to doing that make our country strong. And we can't. This federal government is getting way too intrusive.
The choreographed response to the 1 year, January 6th, a year later, just seemed to me to be really outrageous and seemed like so over the top. You got, you know, Biden first in the rotunda, and then you got Kamala Harris, and you got Schumer, and you got Obama coming out with statements, and then Pelosi does her thing. Didn't they go too far with this?
Yeah, and yes, and think about, Scott, Biden ran. Democrats ran on the basis that they were going to unite the country, that they were going to bring people together and do all these. And that is the opposite of what we saw. I mean, they needed to come out and say, okay, for somebody that broke the law, they should be held accountable. But now let's get together as a country. Let's heal any wounds. Let's work together. Let's move forward. That's not what we saw. But that is exactly what they ran on. And I think people have to think about it, whether it was yesterday or these policies, the voting rights issue like we talked about, this huge tax and spend bill that they're trying to put through. No way. And as you saw so far, we've been able to put a stop to that. We're going to keep. I had dinner with Joe Manchin two nights ago, again, talking to him and his wife Gail, and you know, we're trying to do everything we can to stop that big tax and spend thing, this so-called voting rights legislation, which is a federal takeover. Again, we got to get our country back, get people, you know, the freedom, and let them get back and live their lives on their own terms the way they want to, and the way that I think's made our country strong.
Build back better, which I call build back broke, as you do, all bad news. And obviously, Joe Manchin has put a real chink in that armor. You know, from time to time, you hear he's being wooed, and it might be a little less. Do you think it's dead, or is there still a chance they're going to ram something through?
Well, I certainly hope it's dead. B, I think in the form they've been trying to pass it, I think it is. I think we've got it stopped. And, you know, I spent a lot of time talking to Joe and to Kristen Sinema. And also on this bill they're trying to pass now, this voting rights bill, they call it. So I continue to work with him, as do others. I guess the question is, you know, is there some modification that comes around? And, I'm very concerned about the amount that the government has already spent, the amount of regulation, their effort to try to increase taxes. We have to push back on all of that. There's been too much of it. And like I say, get back to letting people, you know, decide how to live their lives.
Amongst conservatives, your support base, there's been a lot of concern over the infrastructure bill that you and Senator Cramer helped craft. Do you think there's not been enough attention on how the possibility to kill Build Back Better is really because of that infrastructure bill?
You know, I think it's really helped because it gave Joe and Kristen a place to land and in terms of having some infrastructure so they could go back to their party and say, no, we got some infrastructure and that's what we needed. We're not going to agree to this big tax and spend package. So if you ask them, they'll tell you that that really did make a difference. But the work isn't done, as you said. You know, we got to stay after it.
Last Senator John Hulvin, actually in Frisco, you can hear the band going in the background, and it was literally right before the pep rally, and he bought me a beer too, by the way. Thanks for the Bud Light, Senator. I appreciate that very much.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, it was very nice. So that was our little toast after the thing to the new year. So had a nice chat. And, of course, the senator hit the stage with Governor Burgum and President Bresciani, and they had a grand old time. Hey, should the Bison go to FBS? It's our question of the day. Text us 701-237-1590 on What's On Your Mind. More Senator Hogan coming
up. Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. We're at Kinder Care in West Fargo talking with Judy, whose mother is here, to find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
At India State Services, your family is always the winner, each and every time. Give your family the gift of a peaceful private estate settlement today. They'll be so grateful and glad you did. Call us today. Don't delay. That's 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you very much. God bless you and your family, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Yes, they sell saunas. Yes, they sell hot tubs, all kinds of game tables, patio furniture, splash pools, which are the easiest kind of pool to own. I'm telling you, so fantastic, and you can make them so fun with everything you build around them. Start dreaming right now. But you know what they are more than anything? A wellness factory.
Oh, yeah.
They are a wellness factory. In fact, Kevin Flynn is a great example. You know, a little lake here, a little lake there, in the routine doing the getting into the hot spring spa at home. So what does he do when he's at a hotel? gets into the hot tub, which I never do. I never do.
The hot tub's working? Okay, good.
Yeah, exactly. And it was a little chilly down there. It was perfect.
Yeah,
right?
Really awesome. So, heated pool, too.
Yes. And if you do a little digging on some of the research out there, I mean, there's one thing we can all agree in the COVID pandemic era. If your immune system is better, everything's better.
Bingo.
Yeah, and a sauna does that, a hot tub does that, hot spring spas and pool tables too. Your wellness is worth it. West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, online to hot spring spas and pool tables too. More of our conversation with Senator John Hoeven right now. Want to ask about Coal Creek Station. Greta Thunberg's not happy, Senator, because the coal plant's been saved.
How dare you?
I know. I shouldn't have done that, but Coal Creek Station, it's a great story. Minnesota Public Utilities Commission, now the final approval. Is this thing across the finish line now?
You know, I talk to those guys pretty regularly. Actually, some of them are my neighbors, so I see them, like, you know, we had that snowfall. John Johnson came over and plowed out my drive, and Stacy, and, of course, Lauren Kopsing and I have known each other for a long, long time. And I just think they're so entrepreneurial and so creative. I think they're going to do some really cool things here and, again, lead us forward into this whole coal-fired electricity. They're going to combine it, you know, with some wind. But they're going to, you know, do the carbon capture thing. We got them the tax credit, all these kind of things. So, yeah, I think they're on their way now. They got the line. That was a huge issue with the increase in natural gas prices. You know, that makes a difference for them in terms of the cost of power. Remember, they're base loads, so we need them. Look at this really cold weather. Brings home how much we need them. So, yes, they're on their way now. They're amazingly entrepreneurial. Again, this is part of us leading the nation, leading the world, really, I think, when it comes to coal-fired electric technologies of the future.
They are a privately held company, and we know that the publicly held companies go through a lot of, hoops, and the capital markets shrink up. Do you think this is a model to get more things done to sort of avoid that woke ESG world?
Yeah, see, the benefit, the fact that they're for-profit is helpful because 45Q is a tax credit that provides up to $50 a ton for every ton that they sequester, so that's helpful. The other thing is, remember, we've now put in place both some funding to help them with the technology cost and loan guarantees. So to your point about, you know, some of these lenders, you know, Kevin's worked on this a lot because he's on the banking committee. But where I've worked on it is we have guarantee programs now, both through the Department of Energy and through the Rural Utility Services, where we can put guarantees on their loans. So how does a bank then come in and say, oh, we're worried about, you know, the credit risk or that kind of thing? Or think about this, Scott. Now the state of North Dakota, through the legacy fund or something like us, they can come in too because we put that guarantee in place and the company can get a low interest loan to put that technology in place. Because remember, they got a big front end investment that they then get paid for over time through the tax credit and the sales of electricity. But there's some cannibalistic load when they put that technology on the plant. And as you saw, it's pretty big numbers in terms of what it costs them to do it. But with those loan guarantees, that makes the financing possible then, whether you do it through private enterprise, big banks, that kind of thing, or whether even the state of North Dakota decides to come in with the guarantee so our citizens or, you know, the taxpayer is protected.
What do you want the lignite industry in North Dakota to hear? Obviously, they feel like there's been this big giant target on their back, and they're obviously a little concerned about this, even though it saved Coal Creek Station. I've heard some people say, done right, there actually will be more coal used, and this will be a win for wind, ethanol, coal, gas, everybody, really. But, you know, there's a weariness among the lignite industry. What message do you have for them in this deal?
It's not an easy thing to accomplish, but we've taken some major league hurdles, and we're a decade ahead of just about anybody else in the nation. We started back in 2008 when I was governor. Between North Dakota and Wyoming, we're the only places that can do it because we have the state laws and regulation in place, we have EPA approval, and we have the geology. So if anybody can do it, we can do it. That being said, it's not easy, including all the challenges we have faced with, you know, D.C. and opponents and everything else. All I can say is we're on our way. We took a big step on the journey here, you know, with this approval.
Senator John Hoeven, and I think that message to coal country is so darn important because while Coal Creek Station is there, there's still a lot of apprehension. And I've heard very, very smart people in this world say, but for wind, we would have not saved it. But guess what? Done right, there'll be more coal usage. Now just think about that. And that comes from exactly what Senator Hoeven is talking about. when he talks about the future and being on the cutting edge and being world leading in this space. So will it be easy? Will it be perfect? No. But I happen to think this craze of electric everything is a great future for coal. I mean, when you talk about just take server farms and what they require for electricity. Not to mention, we're going to talk in a little bit here about coal-fired Bobcats, for crying out loud, and construction equipment, in addition to Tesla and everything else. That takes baseload energy. You know, all those things, they're not going to be powered by wind alone.
I'll tell you, I was amazed at the amount of wind turbines seen from Oklahoma all the way to South Dakota. Big, big spanses about across I-29, I-35.
And Kevin, every one of those on private land is paying that landowner to be there.
Yes, it is.
So it's
hundreds,
it's a great connection to our ag community. It really is. And I know everybody doesn't like them. That's fine. But what somebody decides to put on their land and what it does for all of the above energy, we got to get out of this circular firing squad, in my view, in energy. Tell you about those Bobcat electric-fired loaders and more coming up. Don't go away.
Action Movers is hiring. Warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass the background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had. For employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532. Action Movers.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End-of-year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change.
not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.